Cat scratch fever. Now I got it stuck in my head. Thanks.
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. It's Brad, Josh, and Eric. You got the musical lyrics of Eric over here giving you a little cat scratch fever because he got scratched by a little healthy scratch. Personal reasons. Bob Forrest. Ooh, buddy.
We'll talk about it later.
It's very important to check your inactives and actives for the late games, as just as important as the early games are.
What do you mean check? I checked the inactives. He wasn't on the darn list. Like, what am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, this wasn't Eric's fault.
Yeah. Take it up the old tailpipe. That's what I'm supposed to do. Nonsense. Pure nonsense.
How you doing, Josh?
Good, dude. I'm ready to get this move out of the way. Yeah, it's been an interesting day of football, to say the least, though. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good. Now Jimmy G got me back into a game, baby.
He was my quarterback of the week.
Didn't start
that. I forgot who my heroes and villains were. Oh, Kenny G was my villain.
He was my hero.
Let that go for me.
Great.
I wanted to pick Josh Allen, but I feel like if you just pick someone that's playing Miami every week, it's kind of like a given, you know?
But is it?
I feel like it's just too easy.
Didn't they play Washington a couple of weeks ago?
Josh Allen?
No. What? Didn't Miami play Washington a couple of weeks ago? You didn't take any of those guys.
Yeah. Well, no, because you're not going to start anybody.
Bunch of animals in this house that won't leave me alone.
All right. And we got bosses in the house right now because you guys can't hear the drops, but it just blew my eardrums out. So let's just fire it up. Eric, who's your first boss you want to go with? And I don't have the list for games anymore, so I don't know who did what game. So just fire them off, boys.
Oh, let's go with Lamar Jackson since I had him for one of my games. 222 yards and 4 scores, boys.
That'll get it done.
Just continuing to be a beast week in and week out against a pretty decent Houston defense. So
you had Dak too.
That's my
you?
Boss. I did. I have Dak, but I don't like to give him any credit because I don't want him to get paid. 444 yards and three tuggers. So yeah, good day for Dak too.
It was like last minute. I pulled out Deshaun Watson. I threw Dak in my starting lineup, and I was so thankful for that.
Wow, good gut call there. Nice. Ooh.
I mean, and I looked at him, I realized that Dak was the fourth best QB and D-Watch 3. So I was like, well, Dak should still give me decent points. He's playing, he's got a way better matchup. Luckily, that worked out. But my first boss, which I'm very thankful for, Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy G, he was only projected 15.6 points, but he got 424 passing yards, 4 tutters. He did throw 2 interceptions, 29.7 points, boys. 29.7.
Not too bad.
And in that,
yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
And I just wanted to talk about, since Eric didn't give him any credit in the same game that the Cowboys played in, Jeff Driskel so far is the 5th quarterback on the week. I know no one started him, but he's there, boys.
Rushing touchdowns.
He had an efficient day.
Rushing
he really
touchdowns.
Did.
Yeah, 27.5 points, so you can't beat it. Number one quarterback on the day, Brad. Who was it?
Josh Allen. You already kind of alluded to it. 256 through the air, 56 on the ground, 3 touchdowns through the air, and 1 on the ground. So not a bad day for good old Josh Allen. And did you know that he leads all quarterbacks with rushing touchdowns this season?
Really? He's ahead of Lamar?
Yeah.
You're right.
What? I
can't believe that.
I'll have to fact check that.
Fact check it.
That can't be right.
Go check it.
I probably will later. Because
Lamar Jackson threw 4 touchdown passes. Like, he's actually thrown quite a bit. All right, let's.
Yeah, I know.
So what bum quarterback do you guys want to go with? Deshaun Watson?
Well, that's an easy one, yeah.
Yeah. Don't wait. Don't worry. There's still time. Jared Goff and Mitch Trubisky might take the title.
Ugh. Well, what about Jameis? Jameis was real bum today, man. 4 interceptions.
That's Jameis.
He's going to throw a lot. Brady really hurt you today. 8.5 points, man.
Ugh. He's got 14 on the year. Oof.
Ugh. No, number
three. I'm talking about. I'm 14. Yeah, I'm talking about Jameis. Yeah.
Yeah. Some QBs, which stinks because in this day and age when we are having backups galore, you would hope that someone like Deshaun Watson and Tom Brady would come through for you when you guys got like Kyle Allen throwing four picks. And it just, yeah, it didn't work out today. Jared Goff and Taysom Hill almost had as many points as Jared Goff right now. So
Jared Goff's just now halfway through the third quarter. Give the guy a break, okay? He's got a noodle arm. Let's go over to running backs, though. And I want to say this right now. You guys want to say Christian McCaffrey. He's the number one running back, but I don't consider him a boss because he only beat his projection by 3 points on ESPN. So you know what? Not really a boss.
All right.
I mean, when you're projected 25 plus every week, yeah, that's kind of tough, but.
Well, Eric probably remembers this because you were about in high school probably when this was going. Remember J.J. Redick was like, and Adam Morrison, they were like players of the week every week. Well, USA Today They did a thing where players of the week, they specifically put in there, those two are not eligible for this award anymore because it would be their award every week.
That's fair.
So
I think that's how they treated LeBron with MVP. Yeah, that's how they treated LeBron with MVP.
That's how they treated Jordan with MVP.
That is how they treated with Jordan with MVP. It was trash.
Didn't Jordan win it 5 times? No. I think that's.
He won it 3 and then they refused to offer him.
3. He has 6 finals MVPs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so. He should have.
Because they gave him 3 regular and then they're season like, MVPs. Jordan's got enough. Let's just not vote for Jordan.
All right. He should have 5. Mark Ingram should not have won in 93. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, let's go back to football. We can do the Jordan stuff on the offseason. Right. Mark Ingram, though, man, he's a little shifty little guy out there on those little pass catches. Man, making dudes little miss.
Shifty little guy.
Yeah.
You got to shake it, and then you bake it. Shake and bake.
So, Tony Pollard, you guys want to call him a boss?
I mean, he's the number 5 back right now, so.
Okay. No, I do want to move over to, I want to talk about Alvin Kamara, because he's not a boss. And if you're in PPR, he's not a bum. But if you're in standard scoring, he's bumming this year hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not in full point PPR, he is doo-doo.
That's fair.
Because 10 catches is the only. Alvin Kamara.
Oh, got it.
10 catches are the only reason why he's doing so well.
Yeah, but I'm fine with that in PPR.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he shouldn't be if you're playing redraft and you're not in like half point PPR or standard, you should know better than to draft him super early anyway.
But this is a guy that was going number one overall, guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I would in PPR, he shouldn't in standard.
So for the bum segment, is David Johnson just a bum from now until the end of eternity?
Yeah, I feel like we're there.
He's not healthy. Yeah.
Because another zero.
He should be sitting.
He's unstartable from now on, right?
Yes.
Josh?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay, any other bum running backs? Brian Hill?
Nick Chubb.
What about Brian Hill?
I wasn't expecting a lot. Come on, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
Leonard Fournette can suck it, by the way.
Philip Lindsay didn't crack 10 points. I mean, a couple of these guys, the San Francisco guys all hurt each other.
Mm-hmm.
There were some Sony Michelle is just not even usable. 6.4 points. I mean, it's just.
I'm so glad I traded him in Dynasty.
What about Devin Singletary? 2 weeks, 2 good matchups, and he just not really came through. He's getting the start. He's getting the snap.
Percentage. I don't know what. Yeah, he's just not taking advantage. Allen runs the ball better than he does. It's kind of a Lamar Jackson, Mark Ingram situation, except at least Mark Ingram gets some passing work. So, yeah, it's a rough situation up there.
It's rough out here, boys. Rough.
Rough. Just the way your mother likes it, Trebek.
Just the way. Nice. That was a good one.
All right. Wide receiver bosses. Who had the Buffalo Mighty?
DJ Chark.
Yeah, DJ. I want to talk about the DJ Chark. I have my video off because my internet connection is not that good right now. But you guys, oh, DD Westbrook and Nick Foles, yeah, they have a connection. Who's he throwing his only touchdowns to?
Apparently DJ Chark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I was going off of what happened early in the season. Don't listen to anything I say. Do the opposite. So if I say DD Westbrook is the guy, play Chark and Conley. Because they did great. Well, Conley did okay. But Chark had a great day.
Okay. John Brown, though, number one wide receiver right now at 34.7 points.
Dead to me.
So good. Didn't you play against him? Isn't that why you're like almost getting beat?
In two leagues, man. In two leagues. It's trash. Of course he goes off for his best game of the year.
It hurts.
All right, Josh. Talk about that Minnesota-Denver game. Talk about that wide receiver.
Well, Stephon Diggs ended up having a pretty good game. He didn't for most of the game, but he finished out with 23.1 after getting 5 for 121 and a tutter. Only on 5 targets, but it didn't matter because he did just enough. Good for you. You ruined my life.
Not bitter about that one, huh, bud?
Yep. And then Calvin Ridley. He got the touchdowns. Julio didn't get them.
Yep. Nope. Well, we talked about it whenever we were talking about Hooper being out. We thought Calvin Ridley was going to get a little bit more action, Jackson, and he did, dude.
Is this, what, 8 straight games for him without a touchdown? For yes. Julio?
For Julio. Oh. Yes, it is.
Michael Thomas got a touchdown this week, though.
Yeah, he did.
Not a boss game. I'm sorry. These guys that are this good, like Michael Thomas and Christian McCaffrey, these aren't boss games. 25 points for Michael Thomas, not a boss game.
Okay. Michael Gallup, then.
There we go.
Number 5 receiver so far. 23.8 points, 9 catches for 148 yards.
Gallup in the end zone, baby.
You got to give me Gallup.
I'll give you Gallup. And also, I'll double down with Debo.
Debo Samuel?
Yes, with Emmanuel Sanders being banged up and trying to fight through playing, Debo is taking over that number one role, even with Patrick Peterson all over him.
Yeah.
Did you see that sick one he had where Patrick Peterson swatted and cut it off his back? Debo cut it off Patrick Peterson's back. It was amazing.
Yeah, I missed it. I was trying to do homework during the early games, so I was like...
Homework. Your homework is the games.
Get your life together.
All right, who's your bum wide receivers?
Amari.
No, you got another bum one. You got another bum one, Eric.
That's easy.
Nuke?
Nope. He's playing right. Oh, he should be playing right now.
No. Oh, Bob Forrest? Dead to me. Thanks for the healthy scratch.
It's personal reasons, man. What if it's something wrong with his family?
You know, I don't care. I'm a fantasy football owner. I don't care what's going on in your life. Play football. That's what you get paid to do.
Oh, so brutal, dude.
Sorry.
Dang.
He's a healthy scratch. Now it's helping me in redraft, but it's hurting me in dynasty. But Gerald Everett's putting up a big fat goose egg right now, so it doesn't matter. I hate fantasy football.
I got a couple of duds. I'll start off with Manny Sanders. He only got 6.3 points. He was supposedly healthy enough to play. Probably shouldn't have played. And then Kenny Golladay, 4.4 points, 1 catch in the game. Especially whenever Jeff Driskel went off and Kenny Golladay only got 1 target. It's like he didn't even know that he was part of the team. It was not good. And then Hollywood Brown also. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying I finally hit on a villain for once. He was actually bad when I said he would be bad.
So, good job, bud. Proud of you.
Yeah, it happens once in a while.
Did you guys say Mohamed Sanu? I think that was a bad game, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't say it, but he's terrible.
Yeah. I don't know why they traded for him. Like, just to have a guy, like a warm body or what?
Outside receiver, man. They don't have one.
Yeah.
Julian Edelman's not a wide receiver. I feel like
they could do better than Mohamed Sanu, though.
They used Chris Hogan 1 year. Mohamed Sanu's an upgrade.
All right, so tight end bosses. There's really only one boss. That was Ryan Griffin.
Yeah.
5 for 109 and a TUD. Yeah, the rest of these guys, you know.
Kyle Rudolph, second big game.
He's had a good day.
Kyle Rudolph, another good game. That's two in a row.
Yeah. When Thielen comes back, though, you know, that's dumb.
If he comes back.
And Dawson Knox caught a touchdown. Called it.
Aaron Fells, we kind of talked about that. I thought he would. And the same thing. I said the same thing about Jared Cook. Tampa lets up touchdowns, and sure enough, Jared Cook caught one. So Darren Fells, though, he hurt you this week if you start him, but hopefully you listen to me and you didn't. So
I did listen to you and put Jared Cook in my lineup right before game time.
My man.
That's worked out for me. He only had one more point than Greg Olsen, but still, 1 point is 1 point.
Hey. You got to take it. All right.
All right.
That's pretty much it.
Let's get all right, Eric. Dead to you. What players are dead to you?
Yes, let's do this.
Dead to me. Okay. Bob Forrest, straight up, top of the list, dead to me.
I will say the news came out at 5 o'clock. The game didn't start till 6:20. You had time.
I'm eating dinner. Figure it out.
Set notifications on. I don't know.
I did. I got nothing. I got nothing from Sleeper. I got nothing from ESPN.
RotoWire, you can say follow my players, and anytime news pops by your player, it pops up.
Whatever. Don't care. What do I have Sleeper for then? What do I have ESPN for? I hate it. I hate Sleeper scoring too, by the way. Dead to me. I'm only playing on Yahoo next year. I'm out. I'm out on everything next year. Who else is dead to me?
You said Coopy Mixon, right?
Coopy Kupp's about to be dead to me. Yeah, Joe Mixon. Thanks for not doing anything all year, and then you score 17 against me today. You too, John Brown, going off with the game of your life, you loser. I'm trying to get in the playoffs here, bud. Let me pull up my redraft team here. Gerald Everett right now, putting up a big fat goose egg, dead to me. Leonard Fournette, dead to me, 12. Oh, and the biggest dead to me of the day, Lambeau, the Jacksonville kicker. 0 points. Big fat goose egg.
Yep.
I'm sorry about that one. He was really good for a long time there.
Yeah. Thanks, Brad.
Flipping kickers, man. All right, let's get in these game breakdowns.
Yeah.
Unless you guys got anything else.
Nah.
Josh, you do the Thursday game. Go ahead. Take the Thursday game away. Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks. Because I was ready for that.
I mean, it's because your love for Juju. That's why I gave it to you.
Yeah, Juju, man, he really hurt me. Anyway, all right. So this was a fun game, and by that I mean it was horrible. But the Browns came out on top, 21-7. Baker Mayfield played like he was wanting to be a quarterback again, so that was good. Still barely completed over 50% of his passes, but whatever. Odell Beckham, 4 for 60. That's what you wanted out of a second-round pick. Possibly the first round pick. Jarvis Landry, 4 for 43. But he did get the touchdown, so there you go. Anyone have bets on Steven Carlson catching a touchdown? Yeah, Ooh. Me neither. Who's yeah, that? Exactly. Did you want Nick Chubb to ruin your life? Because if you did, he is. He only had 92 yards, ran the ball 27 times, getting no passing work, no touchdowns. But don't worry, Kareem Hunt scooping up all those receptions. Really splitting that timeshare like we thought. And then on the Steelers side of the ball, my goodness, you guys, shame on you. Shame on you for calling yourselves a professional football team. Mason Rudolph over there starting and firing up his daddy's Lamborghini. He's over there playing horrible football. 4 interceptions against the Browns? 4 of them? Juju Smith-Schuster got destroyed, so he went out of the game. Another receiver, what was it, Deontay Johnson, was bleeding out of his ear. Freaking James Conner, guess he's not healthy. Shoulder went out. It doesn't matter because he was only 5 for 10 anyway. It's not like he was any relevance in the game. This offense stunk. They stunk up the whole stadium. Luckily, they're the away team. My goodness. Shame on all of you.
Jalen Samuels had a good game.
He scored a touchdown. But get out of here.
I was just going to bring him up.
But I mean, he scored 15 points in PPR.
And let's not forget Mason Rudolph fumbled too. He didn't lose the fumble, but he still fumbled. Horrible, horrible excuse for a football team. Get out of here.
All right, I'm going to move on to some better football. We got the Jets at the Redskins. Dwayne Haskins has thrown a touchdown, boys. He threw it to Darius Geis on a sweet little screenplay. But other than that, the Washington offense is bad. Yeah, he threw two of them, I guess. Sprinkle caught the second one. But Darius Geis is a running back with a pulse, but Adrian Peterson's still there, so you can't do anything about that. And Dwayne Haskins, you don't want to start him. Terry McLaurin, 3 for 69. That sucks. The great spot on that. Right. You remember when he caught, was it four games with a touchdown? Was it five?
Yeah. That was Case Keenum days.
That seems so long ago.
Yeah.
All right. Then we have the Jets. Jets side of the ball. Sam Darnold, though. Four touchdowns, baby. Four teats for good old Sam Darnold. Le'Veon Bell ran for a touchdown, thank goodness. But Le'Veon Bell's usage has went down a lot since those first 3 weeks.
Dead to me.
Dead to you.
Le'Veon, dead to me. Thanks for giving life to me.
Le'Veon Bell's dead to you? Okay.
Is Le'Veon dead to me?
Yeah. Sam Darnold healthy.
Oh, Sam Darnold.
Le'Veon Bell healthy for the playoffs.
No. Sam Darnold's dead to me. Thanks for having the game of your life against me, you idiot.
Okay. All right, and then we already talked about Ryan Griffin. Jameson Crowder, though, 5 for 76 and a touchdown. So, great job, Jameson Crowder. And Robbie Anderson caught 1 for 6 and a touchdown. Jets defense, though, looked really good because Washington's terrible.
I did start them in redraft because I was afraid of Deshaun Watson. They had a good day.
All right, Eric. Jacksonville at Indy.
Jacksonville at Indy. Well, as you heard earlier, Leonard Fournette, you're dead to me. If you didn't catch 7 passes, you would have had an absolutely awful day. 8 carries for 23 yards. What are you doing with your life? That was one of those was a 10-yard run. That was half of your rushing total. On one run. Terrible. Nick Foles had a solid day. I still wouldn't recommend starting him just yet, but he was okay. DJ Chark, we talked about him earlier. He was the big winner today. 8 for 104 and a score. Huge day for him. He had 15 targets, so keep playing him. Conley, another solid performance. 6 for 58, so he's a decent flex option. DD Westbrook didn't do a whole lot. And, Jacksonville's kicker. Dead to me, you loser. Big fat goose egg. Their defense did all right today. Not great. I think they had 7 points. On the other side of the ball, the brisket didn't have a great day. 148 yards, touchdown and a pick. And he really didn't do anything on the ground. Usually his legs can get you a little bit, but he did not today. Marlon Mack.
Did he run for a touchdown?
Yes, he did. 2 for 12 and a score. Excuse me. Missed that part. Yeah, so salvaged his day a little bit with that running game. Marlon Mack was having a fantastic game and then fractured his hand. So if you're a Marlon Mack owner, sorry about your loss. Naheem Hines, though, 3 for 11 and a score. All right. Way to sneak in there. And then the Indianapolis receiving core is nothing to write home about. Johnson got the touchdown. Ebron and... Was Jack Doyle a healthy scratch? Was he?
No, he played.
He just had a big fat goose egg. Copy that.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, pretty lopsided game. Brisket didn't have to do much. They worked him over.
All right, Josh.
All right.
You got New Orleans, Tampa Bay.
Yes, that's the game I was actually preparing for earlier, so thank you for getting me back on track. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you doing your job. Now, we talked about this earlier. Jameis Winston.
Man. Somebody's got to do it. Might as well be you.
All right. Jameis Winston was atrocious. He did throw the ball 51 times, So it was, when you throw the ball that much, you're bound to get some of intercepted, right? So four of them were.
Especially Jameis.
Especially Jameis, who is probably colorblind. I'm almost certain he's colorblind. But if you were banking on Cameron Brait to lead the team in receiving, you won. Good for you. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin existed. Chris Godwin luckily took a nice, beautiful pass into the end zone. It was all his effort, though. It wasn't really anything that Jameis did. Peyton Barber caught one, so there's that. If you were banking on Peyton Barber doing stuff, that Rojo breakout, it's coming, guys. It's coming. Oh, it's coming. It's never coming. OJ Howard.
Okay, hold on.
Not only should he not be owned, he shouldn't be owned by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because he dropped a pass that hit him right in the hands. And then he juggled it to the point where he got Jameis intercepted. Jameis actually threw an interception. It wasn't his fault.
Hold on.
It wasn't his fault.
No, all you said was he juggled it.
Because he threw it to the worst possible place, his hands. Can't throw it.
So you said it was – we have poor connection right now. But you said he juggled it. He didn't just juggle it. He tried to go behind the back with it like he was dribbling. Like he put it behind his back, put it on his butt, then tried to bring it around. And that's how it flung out in the air. OJ Howard.
Yeah, beautiful. Horrible. Michael Thomas had a great game. As you alluded to earlier, we talked about how Alvin Kamara is really only useful in the PPR realm, and Latavius Murray has gone back to being irrelevant. He did get quite a few carries, but he didn't do anything with them. This was really and Jared Cook caught a touchdown as well. This was really back to their core guys. It was Michael Thomas and Kamara getting the job done. And they sprinkled in some touchdowns here to Ted Ginn and Jared Cook down there when they were close in the red zone. So they got back on track this week, and I like what I saw out of the offense. If you're banking on Michael Thomas and Kamara, especially in PPR, you can feel good about these guys moving forward.
Yeah. No, and Tampa's got a good run defense, so I think this is what we expected for New Orleans.
Yeah.
All right, I got the next one. I got Buffalo at MIA Miami. The streak is broken. The streak is broken. The winning streak is over. Miami is lost. Oh, and let's talk about Miami real quick. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he threw for 300 yards, and that was it. Kalen Ballage, he got a touchdown. You know Kalen Ballage has the lowest average rush yards in the NFL, yards per rush.
No, but it doesn't surprise me.
He had 9 carries for 9 yards and a touchdown.
I thought it would have been Mixon.
Oh, no. Kalen Ballage is averaging under 2 yards a carry.
Wow.
Yeah. Oof. And he is a starting running back on an NFL team. The one bright spot from Miami is Devontae Parker. 7 for 135. He's
there you go.
A live body there. Okay, then we talked about Josh Allen already. We kind of talked about Devin Singletary. Frank Gore is done. Time has finally caught up with Frank Gore. John Brown,
Devin Singletary did have 2 fumbles in this game, and then they started giving Frank the ball a little bit more after those.
But the game was – and that's because the game came close, but it really wasn't.
Yeah.
And then Cole Beasley had 7 PPR points, and Dawson Knox caught a touchdown, baby.
Yep, he sure did.
Such a bad game.
Yep, it was.
Oh, sorry. Miami All's Jakeem Grant ran a kickoff back, so.
Oh, yeah.
And Jakeem Grant.
He traveled 138 yards.
Jakeem Grant had 2 touchdowns, so, boys, Jakeem Grant's the guy to own in Miami.
He's the guy to own in Miami. Yeah, that was a heck of a kickoff return.
All right, Eric, let's talk about the boys trying to lose to the Lions.
Them boys, yeah, they were trying. I mean, they had a pretty decent – they had a 10-point lead going into the half. But and the score, I mean, it's closer than it really looks.
If Matt Stafford played, they would have lost.
Oh, if Matt Stafford was healthy, for sure. Let's talk about Bo Scarborough for a second.
Revenge game.
Revenge game. 14 for 55 and a tugger on the ground. Who would have ever thought? I thought Ty Johnson, well, he's the de facto like guy there, right?
But no, Bo Scarborough. Clearly, they're going to. He started. He got signed this week and started.
Yeah. 14 for 55 and a score. So I guess he's the guy to have in Detroit if you're looking for a running back for the playoff stretch. Jeff Driscoll, as you talked about earlier, had a pretty good day. 209 yards, two scores, and a rushing touchdown. 8 for 51 on the ground for Driscoll. So if you are hurting for a QB or you're in a 2QB league, might want to take a look at him. He might be Josh Allen-esque, maybe, down the stretch. Maybe he won't put up probably the same numbers. He's not going to put up 4 touchdowns every week. But and then this receiving core, pretty mixed bag. Other than Marvin Jones getting those 2 scores, everybody else had a pretty mediocre day. Or in Kenny Galladay's case, who was the number 11 receiver in PPR going into the day, didn't really do anything. 1 for 34. On the Dallas side of the ball, Dak with another great fantasy performance. I wish I had him in other leagues, but I'm glad I traded for him in a dynasty league. 444 yards and 3 touchdowns. Zeke, we talked about this. Me and Josh were talking about this before the show. 16 for 45 and a score on the ground. Not terrible on the ground, but they just are not using him in the passing game, and I don't understand why. There's not, and we said there's maybe 1 or 2 linebackers out there that could cover him in this league, and they just don't use him. So I don't understand why. He caught 77 passes last year. They have to start using him in the passing game more often. Michael Gallup.
Hold on real quick. Do you think with Zeke, do you think they're trying to save him? Because they spent all this money, guaranteed money on him. They're trying to save their investment.
I don't think they care about that ultimately.
Oh, Jerry cares. Because if he's paying you, he wants you there. Or doing cocaine at least.
Well, yeah, definitely doing cocaine for sure. But no, I don't think they're super worried about saving him because they can't really afford to. They're not so far ahead of Philly that they can, you know, lose anything here. They're only 6-4. Like they're not. I mean, they're like the worst. They're going to be like the worst division winner this year, straight up. So, no, I don't think they can afford to save them. If they are, that's dumb. I just don't think.
Hold up. They're not the worst. The AFC West has 2 teams at 6-4 right now.
Okay. I bet they don't stay that way.
If San Diego or Los Angeles Chargers pull out the victory next week, the Raiders are in first place in the West.
Well, they are by far the worst. They're going to be the worst division winner in the NFC. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
But yeah. So, because they play in the NFC least. So,
Dak's going to earn that money.
Oh, God. Yep. Gonna ruin the team. Here we go. Be great. So moving along, Michael Gallup led the team in targets 13 this game. 9 receptions for 148 yards. Would have been great if he had added a touchdown to that. He'd be what, the number 2 receiver on the day behind Brown, probably. Randall Cobb. I said both of these guys would be a decent flex. I thought they'd be a decent flex for this week, and they turned out to be. So Randall Cobb, 4 for 115 and a score. Tony Pollard, 4 for 44 and a score. Thanks for yanking all of Zeke's receptions and a touchdown there. Appreciate you. Mari Cooper had a terrible day, 3 for 38, but we've talked about him over and over again. He can be that up and he usually has a few big games and then he crashes back to earth. So we'll see what he does down the stretch here. And yeah, that's really it. This game was closer than the score kind of appeared. So. Matty Stafford, he probably would have won it for him.
All right, Josh, you got to talk to me about what happened with Denver.
Well, see, they came in there, at least with the first half, and they had a really creative offensive game plan that would not force Brandon Allen to throw the ball. They were leading 20-0 at halftime, and I'm like, whoa, hey, them Broncos gonna win. Even Cortland Sutton had 38 yards passing. 1 for 1, bro. Crushed it. Probably should have just let him play the whole game because Brandon Allen stunk it up. Surprise. And if you were banking on our 9-fingered tight end to get the 1 touchdown that our quarterback threw, Then good for you. I'm proud that you won that bet. Troy Fumagalli, 1 for 3 and a tut. Cortland Sutton still had a decent day, 5 for 113. But my goodness, is this offense in trouble. Now, one thing that you can take away, the running backs are both hurting. They're hurting themselves. Noah Fant, though, 2 weeks in a row, he's getting more looks and he's getting more receptions. So the tight ends are getting more involved. If you guys are looking at possibly having a tight end, you might want to grab Noah Fant and see how he holds up during the stretch. On the other side of the ball, the Vikings did nothing. Nothing for an entire half. They even stymied Dalvin Cook all day. He did get a touchdown. That's the only thing that really saved his day. But he didn't even do much on the, through the air either. Kirk Cousins had 6 incompletions. Even though he was sacked 5 times, he threw the ball 35 times, 319 yards and 3 touchdowns. All of it in the second half. All of it. Diggsy got in there. Rudolph got in there. Even the backup tight end, Irv Smith Jr., he got in there. My gosh, Broncos. You really let me down. Really let me down. Hurt my feelings. Hurt my feelings. So enjoy the Kyle Rudolph love now, because whenever your boy comes back, Thielen, he's done. And Irv Smith is certainly done whenever that happens. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. My team let me down, guys. It hurt real bad, and I would rather not talk about it. So, thanks.
Let me ask you guys a question right now. We didn't talk about bosses on defense because we usually don't. But do you know what defense is number one defense in fantasy this week so far?
Ooh. I know Baltimore had like 17 points, but I don't think they're number one.
Is it New Orleans? They picked off Jameis 4 times.
This defense has 29 points. They also had 4 interceptions.
Arizona?
No, it is Atlanta Falcons, boys. The Dirty Birds.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
They picked off Kyle Allen 4 times. Christian McCaffrey.
They returned one for a touchdown, too, didn't they?
Yeah, I believe so. The defense was just on fleek, as you know, the mean girls like to say.
No one says that. Don't say
Stop
that.
Stop trying to make fleek happen.
We're not allowed to say
Stop
that.
Stop trying to make fetch a thing.
Yes, fetch. That's what it was. All right. But Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, I love that movie.
14 for 70 on the ground, but 11 catches, 121 yards. It's Christian McCaffrey. No touchdowns. Boo-hoo, right? That's why he's not a boss. if you have 200 all-purpose yards, you should be able to get in the end zone at least once because you ran the field twice.
No, it's because he is the offense.
I know.
It's not his fault. Kyle Allen threw it away 4 times.
All right, so Atlanta. We talked about Kenyon Barner. He completed a pass. Don't worry, for 3 yards. But that's all right. I just wanted to bring up Kenyon Barner because he threw a pass. But Matt Ryan didn't look bad. 300 yards, only 1 touchdown. Brian Hill, we talked about that. Nothing. Olsen. The other Olsen. But it's spelled completely different. I'm pretty sure I'm saying it wrong, too. Got the touchdown on the ground at the goal line. Calvin Ridley, we talked about that, man. And Julio Jones still is up there in targets and still getting the catches. So you have to start Julio Jones. But, man, you got to be frustrated with Julio Jones.
Yeah, 8 straight. You probably drafted him in the first or second round. 8 straight games without a touchdown. That's rough.
I have a question for you guys, though. With Atlanta being the number one defense and 2 weeks of good defense in a row, next week they play Tampa Bay. Jameis Winston, are you streaming the Falcons defense against Jameis Winston?
I'm going to pick him up right now.
Josh.
Oh, man.
Seriously, I'm going to put in a claim for him right
now. Because it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with Jameis, man. Like, okay, I don't know what the Falcons are playing for, but for some reason they're just like playing their hearts out right now. And go for it. They shut down New Orleans. They shut down Carolina. Start him, and it's like a crapshoot, though. I'm not – God. Jameis could go out there and throw 7 TDs, dude, and then he could go out there and throw 7 interceptions. I just don't know.
Well, both those games were on the road for the Falcons, I believe. So maybe just defense travels. And this game's at home. I don't know.
I'll tell you who's going to find out, this guy, because I'm putting in claims right now.
When I talked about Carolina, I didn't talk about DJ Moore, who had 95 yards again, and Greg Olsen was 5 for 57. So Greg Olsen's still a tight end with a pulse, is getting you 10 points. on sheer volume alone. And DJ Moore is looking good. But that Atlanta defense, oh God.
DJ Moore, my hero for the week, baby.
Whew. All right, Eric, you got the Texans at Baltimore. We already talked about the quarterback, so you're good.
Yeah, Lamar killed it, and I haven't seen Deshaun Watson get shut down like that in a hot minute. He got sacked six times. God, please, please, Houston, invest in an offensive lineman for him next year. Please. Laremy Tunsil is not enough. Get that man some help. So we'll stay on the Houston side.
Hold on. I do want to say something about Deshaun Watson should have had a touchdown catch, and Nuke Hopkins got spun around like he was at the prom on the dance floor by some drunk dude, and they didn't call pass interference. They reviewed it, still didn't call pass interference, and Nuke was pretty much like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, that still doesn't save his fantasy day. He only had 110 yards net after all the sacks. So.
But that was like a 30-yard pass, and it changes the game script too.
That's true. I mean, a little bit. I mean, they were down. Oh, man. They got down real quick. By the third, they were down 27 points. So, I mean, maybe it changes a little bit, but maybe it changes the momentum of the game, but I doubt it. That defense seemed to just lock down on everybody today. So, moving along, Carlos Hyde, 9 for 65 on the ground. Duke Johnson, 6 for 40 on the ground. And Duke got a little bit of work in the air. Hyde was targeted only one time, so... I mean, if you played Hyde, great, but he'd do a lot for you, like 12 fantasy points. Bad day for him, but an okay day in terms of receivers. And then nobody else did anything because Deshaun Watson didn't do anything. On the other side of the ball, Baltimore side, the Gus Bus, 8 for 112 and a score. Anybody start him this week? Because I know I didn't. Lamar Jackson had 9 for 86 on the ground, just to tack on to the 4 touchdowns and 222 yards passing. And you got Mark Ingram, who saved his day with 2 super slick, as we were talking about earlier, receiving touchdowns. And Mark Andrews chugging along, 4 for 75 and a score. So, yeah, everybody looked good on the Baltimore side of the ball, and nobody looked good on the Houston side of the ball. So, we'll see. It's going to come down to, I think it's going to come down to Baltimore and New England. It's probably not a hot take, but should be fun.
So one thing I want to say about Baltimore is we talked about Hollywood Brown having another bad game, but he's still technically injured. And when they're blowing people out, they're not going to have him on the field. The coaching staff's not going to risk it on him. If they're in a game like this, the last 2 weeks, big time blowouts, they're just not going to put him on the field. They'll say, Willie Snead, go out there. Seth Roberts, go run out there. Go do what you guys got to do. We don't need you.
Yeah. Seth Roberts, by the way, snaking a touchdown pass there. 1 for 15 in a score. Don't start Seth Roberts.
I concur.
I concur.
All right. Did you concur? Should have concurred.
Should have concurred. Oh, great movie.
Josh, you know your next game is?
All right, what's next, Brad?
Josh, you got...
Yeah, Arizona and San Francisco.
Hey, buddy. This is a good game. This is a good game, actually.
This was a winnable game for Arizona. The score, 36-26. It looks like Arizona was down by 10, but actually they were leading the game and winning with less than a minute left in the game. So it just turned out that San Francisco got it done. Jimmy G... He threw a pass right at the end of the game to Jeff Wilson Jr. He ran 25 yards, got the touchdown. And then Kyler Murray trying to do some heroics. They went out there. They threw the ball a little bit. They turned it over. And the rest is history, as they say. But Kyler Murray had a great game.
I want to tell you guys something about this. Do you guys know what the point spread for this game was? 10 points. Do you know what that last second touchdown that San Francisco ran back? Put them up by 10 points. There's going to be some pissed off bettors.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was funny because it was actually Larry Fitz, critical moment, who's the one that lost that fumble there at the end of the game. So What a sure-handed guy for that guy to be the one that loses a fumble.
Well, he threw it backwards. He threw it backwards trying to do all that hook and lateral crap.
Yeah. Still counts. So it was kind of a mixed bag today. I mean, we thought Kenyon Drake would have a better game than what he did. He saved it a little bit in PPR with six catches, but those were only for 13 yards. Kenyon Drake kind of let you down. And then David Johnson, even though he was active, did not even see the field.
Oh, no, he saw the field. He was a lead blocker for Kenyon Drake. He has been relegated to lead blocking, and he doesn't want to do it, people. He does not go up there and make contact with the people he's supposed to block. He walks up to him and lets them run right by him. He does not care. I got a theory on David Johnson. I'll say after you get done with the game and see what you guys think about it.
Ooh. Okay, so the receivers didn't do much. Farrell Cooper actually caught a touchdown pass. Good luck starting him. And Larry Fitz, 5-7. Really only startable, consistent asset from this entire team. Now, on the other side of the ball, we already talked about Jimmy G. Great game for Jimmy G, but even with the two interceptions, the running backs, man, I mean, they didn't do anything for you. I mean, between the two of them, they averaged like a yard and a half per carry between Tevin Coleman and Raheem Mostert. Debo Samuel led the team in receiving, and if you would have told me going into this week that the number two receiver for this team would be Kyle Juszczyk, I'd say you're lying. But he's back, stealing work, stealing receptions. Good for you, Juszczyk. Yeah, it was Debo Samuel 2 weeks in a row now with Emmanuel Sanders banged up. Debo Samuel, if we come into the week and we see that Emmanuel Sanders won't play, he definitely could be a starting asset. So that's something to keep out. And do not start Kyle Juszczyk. All right, let's hear this.
Well, did you talk about the tight end? Did you talk about the tight end for San Francisco?
Dwelly? I don't care about
Dwelly. He should have had three touchdowns, by the way. One got called back because San Francisco does not know how to not hold on touchdown passes. There was like four that got called back in this game. All right, so David Johnson, he doesn't like this offense. Okay, he doesn't like Cliff Kingsbury spreading it out and telling him you got to run side to side. He wants to run ahead and he wants to, you know, break some tackles because that's what he did with Bruce Arians. That's what he was effective doing, was running straight ahead. He has a really big contract, right? He got paid. It's all guaranteed money. They can't do anything with him. They can't cut him. He's got two more years on it. Nothing can do. Dead cap would kill them if they tried to cut him.
Yeah.
But we have Bruce Arians now down in Tampa. And next year, they're going to have $20 million fall off their payroll because they ain't re-signing Jameis for nowhere near that amount of money. So that's gone.
It shouldn't.
So because Jameis,
they aren't going to re-sign Jameis.
Yeah, Jameis is $20 million. So what's going to happen is I see them making a little trade. Pulling in a little bit of David Jones. Eh? Oh, yeah. You don't think they'd want that off him for like a fifth-round pick? Because nobody's going to take it. He goes down there. I don't think David Johnson likes it there. I don't think he likes the scheme. I don't think he likes what they're doing. And I could possibly see him at Tampa next year.
That's an interesting theory.
I mean, it's a great landing spot for him. And they don't have, I mean, if they don't have a QB, I mean, it may not matter.
That's good. Do you want to know my QB for Tampa next? My QB for Tampa next year is Andy Dalton.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
He takes those Cincinnati guys and just molds them into great players.
That'd be fun to see.
That's fair.
All right.
Interesting.
It's just some crazy stuff I just want to talk about. Now we'll move on to New England at Philadelphia. Talk about your blech games, man. Thank God Julian Edelman threw a touchdown.
Yeah, it was tough to watch. Yeah, thank goodness. Tom Terrific wasn't very accurate today. So
we had Tom Brady threw the ball 47 times, only 216 yards, no touchdowns, but no interceptions. Sony Michel, we talked about him. Blech. James White did James White things and got you enough points through PPR to make him somewhat viable, but it still wasn't good. You didn't like it.
Mm-mm, I did not.
Julian Edelman, like I said, he threw a touchdown. You would have wished you would have caught a touchdown. That would have been a lot more points probably for you, but hey. And then Philip Dorsett, he caught one, but then guess what? He got hurt and he went out of the game, and Mohamed Sanu just blooped. Carson Wentz, not much better on the other side. He threw the ball 40 times as well. Only completed 20 of them. That's Jameis Winston-esque. Miles Sanders did nothing. Zach Ertz, the lone bright spot. And Dallas Goedert, who caught a touchdown that got ripped out of his hands. So, I don't even know. This game was boring to watch, and it hurt to watch. Philadelphia's wide receiver crew is all banged up.
It sure did.
And that's what happens. And we have shitty pork.
Nelson Agholor not catching another touchdown pass. A clutch touchdown pass.
Yep. All right, Eric, you got the last.
Unlike Agholor.
All right, Eric, you got the last game. Kill it with some fire with the Bengals and the Raiders.
Why is this?
What? Last?
All right.
Did I?
Bengals, Raiders, dude.
I was not prepared.
That's the last game, right?
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Well, the Bengals side will be easy.
Derek Carr, another efficient Derek Carr day. 292 yards with a touchdown. He had a pick, but, you know, just doing Derek Carr things. Just being solid. It's all he needs to be. Josh Jacobs, the workhorse that he is. 23 for 112 and 3 catches for 12 yards. Unfortunately, didn't find the end zone. That really would have helped his day out, but he still had a decent day for you. Darren Waller, 5 for 78. Another good day for him. But you can see teams clearly shading towards him, putting decent cover guys on them because they're trying to shut him down. Hunter Renfro, who I picked up in one league, 5 for 66. We like Hunter Renfro. He's scrappy. He's a gym rat, boys and girls.
Ah.
And who is this Moreau fella snaking the touchdown? I don't even
rookie
know his first name.
Rookie tight end out of
Foster Moreau.
LSU?
6'4", 250 pounds. He's a big man. Good for you, sir.
He's a big man.
He's a big man. He caught a touchdown pass. Good for you, bud. He was the only one, sadly. Josh Jacobs killing it. He did have a fumble, but that shouldn't hurt you too bad. And on the terrible, terrible Cincinnati, keep tanking, boys. You're killing it. 115 yards passing and a pick for Ryan Finley. 15 for 86 on the ground on a score for Joe Mixon. I hate you. You're dead to me. 1 for 17 through the air for him. And, he's pretty much the only guy to talk about on the Cincinnati side of the ball.
I mean, the fact that Joe Mixon got 86 yards and a touchdown when literally they said, we are just going to kill Joe Mixon every time he gets the ball. That's saying something.
Yeah, they did. They stacked the box and they said, go ahead. And he did it. Because he was playing me this week. That's why. Jerk.
So Auden Tate got injured and he left on a stretcher. It didn't look good for him. I do want to bring that up because we talk about all this tanking and everything. And then I don't know if you guys saw the news coming out of Alabama where Tua left with a hip injury and he's already been declared out for the rest of the season. So we have these guys who now are tanking, but there are some interesting quarterback prospects in college football right now. I don't know if Tua is going to stay and to come back for another year now, because he still has another year of eligibility. But it looks like the Bengals are going to get that first pick. Have you guys looked into who the quarterback prospects are and who you think they should take?
The LSU quarterback?
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that's the other one that's been named. I don't think Cincinnati's going to take a quarterback, though. They have so many more needs. I don't see them taking a quarterback.
If Cincinnati is smart, they get that number one pick. They trade down for a king's ransom, and they get offensive linemen, defensive people they need,
which
positions they of real
Miami
need.
Miami has a bunch of first
round
picks.
And then sign Andy Dalton back on the Chiefs.
Miami has a bunch of picks, so they might trade some of these picks to get up to the first pick.
Get you some Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
In that deal.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
I have a feeling he's going to move again.
But
there's a lot of interesting quarterbacks that are out there. There right now. Tua might not be coming out anymore, though, so it could be a Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert kind of thing.
You talk about Tua's injury.
I don't
Tua
know.
Tua had the Bo Jackson injury.
Ooh. They said it's similar to Bo Jackson's injury.
He
broke
it.
So
he dislocated
might not
and
again.
Broke his hip.
Yes. Not how Bo Jackson did it.
Hey,
Bo Jackson
Josh Reynolds, did it. Baby. Everybody started him.
Give me a break, man.
Don't worry.
Jared Goff sucking my soul.
I don't know. It looks like it's on.
Anyway.
Whatever. All right, boys. This is a terrible internet connection issue. I don't know what's going on. I hate my life right now, but this will be a fun episode to edit.
All right.
Send us home, Josh.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. You can hit Eric up on Twitter at Guns of Eld, E-L-D, 19. Because apparently the first 18 were already taken. Now you can hit Brad up at Tack Jones because he's sharp as a tack. And then me at FF Josh Hughes because friggin' football. Anyway, the podcast, you can hit us up at Empty Wagon FF. That's on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We love you guys. We hope that you do well. And yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm officially eliminated from everything in redrafts. So
woo,
great.
About time.
Nice. Jared Goff, Mitch Trubisky, dead to me. Add him to the list.